Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Super welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. You know, for those of you listening to the show, you've heard us talk with a couple of really passionate people about what they do, and that's really what this lineup is about today. I get to chat with a friend and a colleague, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, who has been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show now for several years, and it's been such an amazing journey for us together. It was really, really cool when he and I first met and got to know each other, and now being able to watch the evolution of his message and his reach and, you know, who he has become in the world with his number one best-selling book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, and much more. But for many of you that don't know who Dr. Friedemann Schaub is, I want to say this to you. Besides being a two-time award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, he's also the founder of Cellular Wisdom. This is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He has helped tens of thousands of people get educated and aware on what their possibilities are, and he works with people globally. You know, with more than 15 years of practice and research as a physician and a molecular biologist, he comes to the forefront saying, my goodness, I know there is more to this. And out of this comes mind-body-spirit connection and one of the most powerful resources for healing and change. It is so great that he is someone that has been from day one willing to take his message out to a global audience and has created some of the most amazing and powerful tools for folks. And that is seen in the Accelerated Personal Breakthrough and Empowerment Program, where he combines mind-activating technologies, neuro-linguistic programming, and much more. So today, we get to talk about one of my favorite topics, in which we haven't talked about, living on the brighter side, how to become a realistic optimist. I love this. So here we are today. Dr. Friedemann, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. As always, I was looking forward to chatting with you.
So let's talk about what a realistic optimist is. I want to start there. Today's title is Living on the Brighter Side, How to Become a Realistic Optimist. Let's talk about this because, you know, I've been called an optimist. I'm not so sure that people say that I'm a realistic optimist, but I can't wait to hear what you have to say about it.
Well, you know, I think I'm saying realistic to put the pessimists at ease that have been refusing to become optimists because they were saying, well, you're just a dreamer. This is all just, hogwash, wishful thinking. You have to expect the worst to be prepared. And, you know, there is a divide, obviously, between people that believe only through anxiety and stress and worry they can perform, and those that say, no, I actually perform much better and my life is much better if I'm looking at the brighter side. And so the realism is kind of the point of the argument, and you can actually think about the world in much more bright colors and be an optimist and still feel grounded in being realistic. You know, part of the problem with positive thinking, and there have been actually studies that showed that, was that people that were, you know, basically raised to think negatively and pessimistically, when they were asked to change their mind and think positively, it's almost like their world came crumbling down. They were confused. They did some performance tests, and they found that their performance went down. They somehow didn't have drive. They became complacent. And somehow, you know, they felt like, no, this is not a really good option for me to be in. But what I want to, you know, really point out is that the price to pay for pessimists and negative thinkers to, you know, be at their best is a huge price. Because it's not really only about how well can I perform. It's really about what do I do to my body, to my nervous system, when all I do is constantly be stressed and worried and anxious just to somehow keep my head above water. Is that really a sustainable place to be in? Of course, you know, these studies that I just said that showed that, you know, pessimists are not as well performing when they're changing their thinking, these studies only looking at that, at the performance in the business world. They don't look at the long-term outcome. So the goal needs to be to learn to be more positive, to be more relaxed, and to be more optimistic and still be able to be successful and operate, you know, at the highest level. And that's what the show is about.
Well, and, you know, this is really, it's really fascinating you and I are talking about this and the fact that, you know, we can both talk to and quote some studies that have come out to the forefront. If you and I would have had this conversation 5 years ago and even 10 years ago, we would not have been as prepared. Although both of us have made choices in our lives personally to live on the brighter side, regardless of what's going on in the outside world. You know, and this is really for me and being able to have this conversation with you, it's an invitation to a lot of folks, right? You know, it's an invitation for all of us to know how we can become a realistic optimist. It sounds like it's a choice. So let's talk about that. You know, why are some people able to look at the glass half full, the glass half empty, and then there are some people that say, you know what, the glass is overflowing. You know, how is this all worked out between individual people? Is it personality? What is it?
It's all our mother's fault, unfortunately. I mean, that's actually what...
See, I knew that. Yeah. I knew that.
It's really interesting. There was actually some research done that you know, they talk about the explanatory style, which basically means, you know, when something goes bad, you know, let's say you get laid off or you organize a party and it's just really a bust, nobody has a good time. Some people would just be able to say, well, you know, next time I'm going to do it differently and I'm going to, you know, see the opportunity in this and I will be able to learn from this. And others would take it very, very personal and focus on, well, this is obviously a flaw, a deficit I have. And they can never let it go. And they feel basically that this is just one more weight on the shoulders that they are carrying. And these mindsets are early on imprinted by children observing their mothers and how she is dealing with the world. You know, how does she explain success and failure? How does she deal with compliments or with judgment of others? And that observation, apparently, from the mother is more important than what the father is doing. And again, these studies often also take into consideration that, you know, fathers are often not at home. They're working, you know, they are not really as present with the children. But there is a tendency there because early on, and that's not the intellect, that's more the subconscious. Early on, it absorbs all the information from the outside like a dry sponge. And it tries to figure out what's the world about, how to maneuver through the world, and what am I about? And so that's where these patterns, these thinking patterns, these responses to these circumstances like failures and success are developed. that's not necessarily like hardwiring, but it's definitely deeply ingrained and needs to be also on the same deep level addressed to be able to change it.
So, you know, part of this that we're going to talk about today is this idea of, you know, what is realistic optimism and what is not. And I think that's kind of an interesting conversation to have. And, you know, I just thought, where'd that come from? One of the things I wanted to talk with you about, though, is this idea of being overly optimistic to the point where we're in denial. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Is there such a thing? Is there such a thing as being overly optimistic? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Well, you know, I mean, the overly optimist, you know, that's kind of in the eye of the beholder. But the people that are always only, you know, almost like trained or have trained themselves to look at the best possible outcome, to never say anything negative, to somehow always spin it in, you know, rosy colors. What's interesting about those people is that they're not necessarily feeling that same emotion that they try to portray. When people go into this really extreme of optimism, often they do this also out of the fear of the negativity, the fear of whatever could happen. So there is definitely also a defense mechanism to be overly optimistic, and overly meaning simply not really truthful to oneself. Then, you know, again, when people are just basically dishonest with their own feelings, you know, somebody, you know, let's say your best friend just, you know, cheated with your husband, and you're still trying to tell yourself, well, you know, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. Well, you are actually driving it a little bit too far, because you're not acknowledging the pain, the hurt, the betrayal that really just occurred. So there, it is important to bring also our negative emotion into the mix, and not just to cover them up with the habit of thinking only positively, because then we are ignoring these more sensitive and vulnerable parts of us that feel then all these emotions that, you know, obviously we need to pay attention to.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break here. Dr. Friedemann Chaub is in the house. For those of you out there who want to find out more, go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can have an amazing free phone consultation with him. And we're going to talk about faith, a little bit more of this. What is safer, to expect the worst or to look forward to the best? Or maybe something else. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Whatever it is, it feels like it's laughing at me through the glass of a two-sided mirror.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
And I just want to
welcome back. Dr. Friedemann Childs is in the house. Man, this is a great topic. Living on the brighter side, how to become a realistic optimist with Dr. Friedemann Childs. For those of you out there that want to find out more about his work, and if you don't have a copy of his book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, please go ahead and get that. It is a two-time award-winning book, a best-selling book, and also it is great to see, you know, what is happening with getting that message out in the world, thanks to the brilliance of my guest today, Dr. Friedemann Childs, helping so many people across the globe. It's really kind of cool. One of my favorite topics is what we're talking about here today. And, you know, like, Dr. Friedemann, thank you for joining me here today. So before the break, I'm saying, hey, you know, which is better? Should we be pessimist or should we be an optimist? And, you know, I'm not sure that it's that cut and dry, but I'll tell you, I've divided my life into two halves. Do you want to hear? The earlier part of my life, maybe I think I was a bit more cynical. But this part of my life, I'm definitely on the optimistic side. So let's talk. Is there one better than the other? Is there one safer than the other? What are we finding here?
You know, basically when you are a pessimist, and especially when the negative thinking gets you into a state of anxiety, you are more in a fight-and-flight response constantly. And you can argue when you're in a fight-and-flight response, you're expecting the worst, and you are definitely prepared on some level for, you know, a tiger attacking you or, you know, being mugged or, you know, just you are on the edge. You are alert. And in that regard, maybe you are safer than when you are just letting your guard down and just happy and optimistic and positive. However, how often do we actually come into situations where we really have to engage in a fight and flight response? And how sustainable is it really on the long run to be always filled with stress hormones, you know, 24/7? So when it comes to what is safer, the question is also safer for your own health and also how we walk through life in general. And there have been very, very good studies that showed that when you are an optimist, you just are in general more able to tap into your own creativity. Your mind is much more flexible. You can access inner resources much more easier. And in that regard, you're safer because it is not about the survival of the fittest. It's actually about the survival of the most flexible and the most creative. And moving through life with your creativity and your flexibility at hand certainly makes it easier and in many ways safer.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is I love the term you're using because recently there's been some very, very cool information out there about this idea of being a realistic optimist. And so, you know, what they're talking about is what you're pointing to is, you know, the question was, you know, are you a glass half full or a glass half empty? And this, you know, recent study shows by Dr. Chow that, you know, it's better to be both, exactly what you're talking about, to have that positive outlook of an optimist with that clear-eyed perspective of a pessimist. So, you know, this is really in the world that we live in. You know, looking at how can I remain an optimist, Dr. Friedman, and as you say in your book, look fear in the eye, because that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about someone that's an optimist that avoids fear, right, or avoids the downsides or avoids looking at things, because that then puts us in the world of denial, doesn't it?
Well, let's say, for example, you know, you take driving as an analogy. If you okay. are an anxious driver and you go onto the interstate, I mean, you know that anxious drivers are terrible drivers because they're always somehow hesitant, they are erratic, they are not really looking straight ahead, they are looking at everybody else and wondering, okay, does this person hit me? Does this person want to cross in? And so that's certainly a mindset that doesn't really help you and doesn't really make you safer. Now, if you would be just a, you know, completely easygoing, happy driver, but not really obeying to the rules and not really paying attention to what the others are doing, you know, the likelihood to actually just cruise along into an accident is probably equally high. So you have to have both. You have to have the confidence that you can drive and that you can reach your goals, and you have to pay attention to what's going on around you, also, you know, obviously how your car is behaving, so that you actually take all this information into consideration. A realistic optimist is not so much about predicting that everything is going to go well, but a realistic optimist is predicting that no matter what happens, he or she will be able to handle the situation or at least do their best to get an outcome that is acceptable. That's the difference. And so when you are a realistic optimist, you are a good driver because you pay attention and you still come from a place of confidence and centeredness.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, and we're gonna hear from someone later in the show exactly how this unfolds in our lives on a regular basis. But, you know, I love the example that you've given. I mean, I want to just talk a little bit about this. You know, from an energy medicine point of view, from an energetic point of view, because that's also something that you've been in the forefront of, the leading edge about. You know, can we have a conversation about energy as we've come to know it? I mean, now the word energy, most people want to credit Dr. Oz with using it in the mainstream, but now the people in day-to-day life are now understanding what that word means. But you're someone, Dr. Friedman, you've been looking at energy medicine for years. Can you really talk to the energy aspect of this from a pessimistic and optimistic point of view and what that really means for health and wellness?
Well, you know, when you are in a place of negativity, stress, anxiety, and pessimism, your energy is very contracted. And what that means is that, you know, you're living basically just with 50% or less of your capacity because the tension and that contraction is enormously draining and is also mm-hmm. blocking you really from tapping into the energy of your potential. But also, it is not a very streamlined or aligned energy. You know, when we talk about energy, you know, we also need to talk about the energy that we are creating through our minds. And a pessimistic person who basically is always scanning for potential pitfalls or things that can go wrong, the mind is not really clear. The mind doesn't create an energy of focus. It doesn't create an aligned energy. It basically is like a lighthouse that is just, you know, touching on, you know, all these different aspects, but you never really get a clear picture. Whereas a person who has the positive mindset and has clear intentions, that energy is much more expansive. It creates much more space for also the true potential to unfold. And it's more aligned because it has a goal, it has a direction, and therefore it is certainly more productive and creative.
There's so much we're going to talk about with regard to this. You know, some days you hear this. Some days we have great days, as some people say, and some days we have not so great days. You know, there's a popular song that was out there, and the American Idol used to play it as their theme a couple years ago, and I think it's called Have a Great Bad Day or Having a Bad Day. Very, very popular song. And so I guess part of this is to really chat with you for a minute here about, you know, where in the scale are we at choice to what we decide about the things that happen in our lives? Because I know I asked you a little bit about this before, but can we be in 1 minute having an expression of sadness and be able to shift that? That's really my question.
Yes, we can, but, you know, I think that's not necessarily what becoming an optimist or a realistic optimist really is about, because we can, of course, change our thinking in the direction of our thinking, and sometimes we do it very effectively. That actually helps us to get a different perspective, and sometimes, more often, we are changing our mind by distracting ourselves, you know, watching a movie, chatting with a friend, not wanting to think about this. You know, you feel better, but it doesn't necessarily help you to learn and grow from whatever, you know, whatever the situation that brought up the sadness or the anxiety was about. So I think it is important to see these emotions actually as little signals that tell you, pay attention, something was touched here, something hurts. Something is insecure. What is there for me to actually learn from? How can I use this as an opportunity to actually solve a confusion maybe that I have inside of myself for a long time, or maybe really create more resilience about other people's judgment and criticism, or really learn to not to be dependent on what they are thinking? You know, these emotions are not just to be, you know, ignored and somehow outsmarted with a positive thought. These emotions are actually to be taken also into consideration as important messengers on our journey. What I think about the positive, you know, the optimism, the realistic optimism, is more creating a new foundation, a foundation that is really rooted in experiences of the past. And I want to give, you know, maybe after the break, a few suggestions on how to do that.
Sure, let's do that. And we have a special guest joining us after the break as well. Dr. Friedemann Child is in the house. We're going to give some suggestions, but we're going to hear a very heartfelt story. You know, what does it mean to actually choose optimism? And what happens when it becomes contagious? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Dr. Friedemann Chow. We'll be right back.
You told me you never fall in love. But now that I get you, I know fear is what it really was.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Where do you desire to go in your life?
Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Living on the Brighter Side, How to Become a Realistic Optimist with Dr. Friedemann Schaub of Cellular Wisdom, the author of the best-selling, award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Before we get some tools about that we can use, Dr. Friedemann, folks can call you at your toll-free number, which is 866-903-6463 for a free telephone consultation. You know, that consultation you've been offering to people since I've known you as a way for them to connect with you directly and seek some help. So thank you so much for doing that.
Happy to do that.
Yeah, tell folks a little bit about that because you've been doing that for years. And then I would love for you to, you know, share some tips because I know you do these consultations and you're very, very willing to help people with how to kickstart their lives in a different direction. So, tell us a little bit about those and also then we'll roll into some tips here.
Well, the consultations are really for people that are interested in working on their root causes of their pessimism, their depression, their anxiety, their stuckness, and really want to have a way to not just overcome it, but really heal it at the deepest level. And that's when working with the subconscious mind and working especially in conjunction with the conscious mind is so effective. And so I often, hear people just coming to me when they have tried everything. They have tried all different forms of therapy and medication, and they really are at their wit's end. And just being able to talk in these consultations about what options there are and how the approach of working more directly with the root causes can really transform and shift everything just in itself creates a positive momentum. And the best way to reach is either through the phone or the info at the fear and anxiety solution, all in one word, .com email. This is a bit easier for us to coordinate then and to also, just already send some information about the program I'm offering.
Perfect. Thank you. So we were going to talk about, can we go from A to B? What are some of the tools, the techniques that you can share with our listeners today so that, you know, those listening to the show, if they're feeling like they're down a court, they might be able to do to pick themselves up?
You know, there are two approaches to becoming a realistic optimist, and one is the approach of looking at the outside and realizing or expecting that things will turn out to be okay, which, you know, is a little bit iffy because it may not appear, especially to that more critical part inside of the pessimist, as really realistic. But then there is the other part, which is, or the other option, which is to actually be more clear that, well, I cannot control necessarily all the circumstances in my life, but I can be optimistic that I either already know or I will learn how to handle those situations when they come my way. For both, there are things that you can start right now, really preparing a stronger foundation of optimism. So if you look at your life, for example, and especially the pessimist probably can look at a long list of situations where the worst was expected, where things were supposed to fall apart, layoffs happening, cancer arising, whatever those things were that you as a pessimist have been worrying about, that you have been fretting about, and then it turned out they actually didn't happen. But the problem with a pessimist is that they don't necessarily acknowledge the relief of it didn't happen. That's just like a fleeting thought, because usually the next thing to worry about comes into the forefront of the mind. So being in a place where you actually make a little inventory and you look back and you think about, honestly, when you were going into this pessimism spiral, and it turned out to be perfectly different than you thought. It turned out to actually to be much better than you expected. Just make a little inventory so that you're seeing your past and this way your life in a much broader perspective. It can be very eye-opening. And at times, actually, you may want to ask your friends or loved ones to help you with this, because they actually observe you. And sometimes they may shake their heads and say, oh, my God, I wish I would, help this person to think a little bit different. But just by making this inventory, you can start the process. And then you can bring it back to yourself and think about actually situations where there were difficulties, where you were facing challenges, and think about what happened inside of you that made you overcome them. You know, even things that are normal, like maybe the day when you moved in with your partner, or you got married, or when you had your baby the first time in your arms, you know, the pessimist probably freaked out and was worried and thought about, oh my God, what can I do all wrong? And then just realizing what you did right and how things went well and how, you know, the first thing, you know, when something really was challenging, how you were able to figure out the solution or even figure out how and who to ask to help you with the solution. Just really understanding that most of us, even the greatest pessimists, have actually an enormous reservoir of potential and talents inside that we need to really acknowledge so that we can easier have access to it. So these things already give you a better view on why you can be optimistic and why you can have more positive attitude about yourself and about life.
Well, we have someone that you are going to introduce our listeners to, who has a very passionate, empowering, and inspirational story. And thank you so much for those tips, Dr. Friedman. So tell us a little bit about who's joining us here today.
Well, I have the pleasure to talk with Alia, who is calling us actually all the way from Dubai, and it's 12:45 there. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing a little bit about your challenges with negative thinking and pessimism, and also what you found really helped you to overcome it. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm quite excited, actually, to be here. Well, I mean, like, I was in quite a bit of a challenge, actually, when I first met you, doctor. And the big challenge was for me was, as I was approaching, like, the end of my 30s, I'm quite a successful career woman. I've got it all, you know, like, handled. But there was always, like, this nagging voice, you know, like this continuous anxiety in me about where am I going to head next, or what's really in it for me. And there's as well this big pessimist voice that was always like really over worried about how am I performing, am I really good enough, the challenges, you know, like how do I really go on with my life. And honestly, I was like really spinning my wheels for quite some time. I've tried so many different ways of like self-help. I've been reading a lot of books. I've used a lot of affirmations, but I even before, you know, like I kind of went into hypnotherapy, but I was always, you know, at that time, very much like looking for everything as an outside of me, you know, like it was everything that I had to achieve in order for me to be happy or to be more settled. It was either like the relationship or either like the promotion, or even to have a better, let's say, bonding with my sisters or with my family overall. So it was always like an external thing. And I kind of like, even until I'm right now 38, it didn't really like hit me that the only person that I was really ignoring in this process was myself.
Right.
So yeah. So with this process that we went together, I kind of like really started looking inward, like really looking into the pessimist and what does she need, and looking into the pleaser in me. And again, you know, like really seeing when was she created, all this, really identifying, you know, like with this kind of parts, and trying really to tune in more to myself, to my needs, to my requirements, rather than really looking for everyone else around me to make it really happen outside.
And how did it help you to have a better understanding, let's say, for example, of your anxiety part, the pessimist, the one that wants to avoid any potential hurt or criticism, just getting a deeper understanding? How did that, what helped you with that? Or how did that change for you then how you were relating to these emotions?
Well, I think, I mean, like, it didn't really happen immediately, but it was definitely a process. And it's just like the, like really putting it to my awareness, like,
right,
like, look, you know, like, Alia, I have this part that is definitely in need. And I kind of like really started to build this relationship with myself, that really this is what made the difference for me. And, you know, like really it's relating more, I mean, like, and really understanding. And it's definitely a process to build the trust, a process to tap into, like, the power within me, you know, like, this really inner source of balance, of harmony, of strength.
Mm-hmm. But what you noticed is certainly, and, you know, we talked about this, that you're not fighting these, you know, shadow parts of you any longer as your enemies, or, you know, my anxious part is a part of me that I need to get rid of, or the pleaser is a part of me that I just detest. You were learning to actually understand more where they come from, and also approach them with much greater compassion and kindness, just as you have more compassion and kindness developed for yourself. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, like, the minute again that I expanded my awareness to all those parts, I kind of like everything fell together. I kind of like really understood why I was acting this way. I was always, you know, like, I had always this fear of being lonely, that I kind of also judged myself for being lonely. So I've also always retreated myself away from others. So just the minute that I kind of identified with that part, I mean, like, yeah, it's like somebody has switched on the lights for me. And yeah, I started definitely understanding the motives behind my behaviors. And this is really when I started to get the choice. It's like,
right.
I'm right now self-empowered to really make the decision. You know, like, why do I really want to decide tonight to stay at home rather than be out there with friends? Or so it's kind of like just simply having the choice.
Hmm. Would you say that you're an optimist now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the optimist is definitely born since the minute that I saw that I have a choice. So I will always choose to be an optimist.
And how would you say this being an optimist has actually also really, you know, been a catalyst for you to make external changes?
Because it is such an empowering thing. I mean, like, this is the first time that I kind of, like, really felt that I hold the reins of my life in my hand. And I'm, like, really in the driver's seat rather than in the back seat or, like, you know, like, the co-pilot seat.
Right.
So, and this is really the whole transformation that I'm capable, it's my choice, and I'm the one who's writing my life story. And, you know, like, I'm the one who's going to decide what's going to be the next chapter.
And what will the next chapter be? What have you decided?
Well, I want to share what I've learned through my process, through whatever's been going in my life with all the women around me. I mean, I'm in Dubai right now, and I have definitely been going through a very tough and challenging situation right now with all this turmoil and the wave of change. All the women, you know, like my exactly like I am, who are really ready to break all the molds that we were born into, challenge the status quo, really, you know, like look back inside and kind of like really understand all the limiting beliefs, all the societal conditioning that we've been going through, because definitely this has been a big part of my process. So I would definitely want to serve and to share this back with all the women out there.
And you have been working on your coaching license and really start your own coaching business. And for this, eventually going to leave a very comfortable job. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes. I'm now almost done with my certification with the International Coach Federation. I'm building as well my website. And like really making, like my aim is to really have the leadership and self-empowerment for women mainstream. Like everyone should have access to it. Just the idea of stepping into leadership, your own leader. You don't really necessarily need to be the CEO, yeah? It's just like you stepping into our own leadership. That's been definitely a key instrument in terms of my transformation. And that's really my dream, is to make it as mainstream as possible, to call everyone out there forced to step into their light.
And isn't it wonderful how much passion, I mean, you know, everyone can hear it, how much passion you have behind your mission. And I remember when we talked about this initially, you had the passion, but you also, there was some kind of a block, a hesitancy in regards to really bringing this mission into the world. And you are ready, and you will make a huge impact for anyone that will listen to you and whose life you're touching. And I'm really excited about your mission because it's so important and so much needed.
Thank you so much. And I really owe this as well to you. I mean, it's just like when I met you, it was in May. And honestly, if anybody would have told me that in November I would be on a, you know, like speaking this way, I would say this is nonsense. I was like really definitely spinning my wheels, and I would not have even seen that for myself at that time. And that's really the beauty of life, where we're really able to pick ourselves all the way from the bottom to, you know, like to the highest high. And, you know, with such simple work out there that we have the keys in our hands. And really, this is the beauty, because it's all absolutely about empowerment. There's no dependency. It's not really like therapy. It's absolutely, you know, like with this whole coaching mentality that you've also always, you know, like in this whole approach, kind of like really looked at me as like owning my own solution and knowing really it's just like a matter for me to tap into my own knowledge. So that's really been influential, you know, like in terms of the whole transformation.
Well, let me ask you one last question. What do you feel like is still, because it sounds, you know, obviously for many that are listening, like an amazing and wonderful transformation, but it's not a magic wand that anybody has been swinging over your head. It's obviously also connected for you to inner work that you need to continue to focus on. So what would you give as advice for people to stay on a path of optimism and empowerment? What do you think are really good ways that you have found really help you to reinforce this on a daily basis?
This is really amazing, because for me, number one is self-compassion. Because I'm like my self-worth judge. I used to, you know, like rip and slash myself like the minute that I've done something wrong. And everybody's like really so good at doing that. But really, we rarely remember when to pat ourselves on the shoulder and how to really be kind and gentle to ourselves. So really, I took this as a vow now to always connect back again. I've just recently heard that this whole abbreviation for pain. So it's... pain, it's basically put your attention inwards now. So whenever I'm feeling now pain, I'm kind of like, okay, stopping whatever I'm doing, and I'm tuning in. So it's a process, exactly as you said, ups and downs. And but definitely, you know, like my highs are higher and my lows are higher too. So just be gentle and kind.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I know I'm really glad that you talk about self-compassion, because it is so easy for us to fall into this judgment and criticism, and especially when we have been used to pessimism and negative thinking, just to take out the whip and beat ourselves, you know, several times a day for anything, even if it wasn't our fault. So that's a really important choice that we can all make every day, just to have a little bit of compassion and kindness towards ourselves. And then certainly, like in your case, I think you really pay attention also to the things that you appreciate about yourself, to really see what difference you already make in your life. And when you were able to make that next step, you know, I asked you actually just yesterday if you want to be on the radio, and the fact that you immediately said yes, that also is something that I know you appreciate about yourself, because it is something that you would have not done 6 months ago.
Absolutely. Yes. And, wow. And also mentioning that I quit smoking, I've been smoking for 18 years. So again, I tell you that I still haven't smoked and would never, ever, ever look back again to it. So,
wow. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for bringing that up, because that is also part of this journey, to be able to do things that, you know, you've never thought you would be able to do. Thank you so much, Dr. Friedman. This is amazing.
Thank you very much, Alia, for calling in. That was really, really nice. Thank you.
Pleasure. Oh, thank you for having me.
What a powerful story. You know, Dr. Friedman, thank you so much for inviting Alia to the show, because you know, this is really very amazing and passionate for people to know that not only can they change their own lives for the better, but then they can bring that change and do good in the world. You know, this was a multi-layer conversation for many people listening. most of us got to hear what it was like to work with you, but what the world of possibilities are. So thank you for joining us here today. I want to ask you what your personal message is, Dr. Friedman. What would you like to leave us with here today? And please make sure you give us your website and that phone number again.
Yeah, I think what Alia said was so perfect. There's not a lot to add, which is this daily attitude of self-compassion. See, when you want to have a more optimistic mindset, initially you may think you need to look for positive goals and you need to always be upbeat, you need to always be, in a confident place. And because you may not always get there, you find, again, reasons for you to beat yourself up. So actually really stepping back and saying, well, my first step is to just have self-compassion, also for being negative and being pessimistic and being anxious, and using that as the next step, the stepping stone to thinking more positively about yourself. And then at the end, start to also open up to think more positively about the possibilities, like Alia was describing. She didn't start thinking about how can I really get this coaching business into the world while we were working together, because she realized I need to first land in myself before I can share my gifts with others. And that's exactly what she has been doing. So self-compassion is definitely something that I think is an enormous, powerful first step for all of us to really commit to.
I love that, because you and I both know that our own personal journeys has been about that self-compassion part. Because you're right, if we're beating ourselves up, Dr. Friedman, we are not going to do very much good in the world. Thank you for joining me here today. Wow. I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in, turning us on. Make sure you go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years.
Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.